Thank you, members. We are starting our agenda for today's meeting. Has two items, that is adoption of minutes and reports, but also adoption of the Mpumalanga visit report. And members will remember that we read that report and we asked members to make inputs, because I think the report was rather too shallow. It didn't cover everything that happened in the province, and we requested members to submit their inputs to Jeremy. We do not know as to whether that happened, and we've been trying to get hold of Jeremy for quite some time. His cell phone is not available and we've not received anything from him. And therefore it means we will not be in a position to again adopt that report today. But I do hope that we are going to adopt it before the end of this financial, before the end of this year, which I think next week Tuesday. I will still request members who were part of that visit to make inputs in that report, to look for the monitoring tools that we used when we were there, and submit some input so that this report reflects our findings in Mpumalanga. Otherwise, we will be forced to adopt a report that really is not reflecting what we found in Mpumalanga. That is it. We have got minutes. Oh, okay. Maybe our meeting tomorrow will continue. We have received a confirmation from ICT, Public Works and Treasury. And we will request members to check their pigeonholes today for documents. I know that Public Works will not be submitting any document, but Treasury will indeed. And we already have a ICD a document. The one that we received last time, yes. So members will be encouraged to bring those documents to the meeting tomorrow. And the venue for the meeting is Good Hope Chamber. And then next week we will indeed be undertaking a trip to PE. In the main, we will be dealing with Tetra project. in that meeting. However, we thought that it would be important that we see what is all about TRETRA in that area before we can be briefed by the department, and therefore we will be accompanied by the senior management, Yamapoyisa, to PE. I want to believe that members did receive a document prepared by the researchers so that we can go through that. And I think that will be that. I will wish that we believe that it is proper that we meet the acting national commissioner this year. He should be introduced to us by the minister and getting a date is a little bit of a challenge from the minister where both will be available. However, we think that it might not be procedurally correct that we meet the acting national commissioner for the first time next year when we're dealing with budget. And there might be therefore a need for us to meet the acting national commissioner as the portfolio committee. We will advise members in that regard. We try hard to make that happen before we go on leave. I don't believe that it is proper that when we are approaching such a busy season with very high crime, we can do that not knowing as to who is accountable or ultimately accountable for whatever that will be happening during the festive season. So yes, that is what we try to do. We have got long minutes and very short minutes. I must tell you that once you are still fresh, we deal with these longer minutes so that we can then, when we are exhausted, then end with a short version minute. The first minutes that we have are dated the 3rd of March. The 3rd of March this year. And I wonder if members will have got that copy. I think some people are lost. The Minister of Public Works is getting outside.
Thank you.
status of her.
Would it not have also, I mean, I take it status includes the financial affairs of Sira, because they were in a bad state at one stage.
Yeah, they were bad.
So voting status probably does cover it. Yeah. Or state of affairs. That's too general. Status is fine.
Page 2, page 3. Page 3, paragraph 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't know what did they write. Is it happening? Sira has embarked on a vigorous debt collection process by appointing a debt collection agency, and its target is 1 million per month. The target will be monitored with a view to improving its performance so that the liquidity figure can be stabilized. Further arrangement for debt collection was fragmented for additional reasons. Oh, okay. I just asked, I write it out to say, is it really happening? But this is part of their presentation to us. Okay. Page 4. Page 5. Resolution number, just remember, stated that they were cautious with what? I think it should be with the general strategy or whatever that was presented. Or following the presentation on the general strategy, members stated that they were cautiously optimistic. fifth bullet point, it says the Secretariat has to establish a policy framework with guidelines for statutory review and align operational strategies and instructions, comma, this should be included in the standing order. Should that be, and this should be, I think there is an and there, maybe? 1, 2, 3, the fifth bullet point down from the top. Thank you. September, that's where we are,
yes.
On page 1 of the minutes of the 28th of September, page 2, the chairperson welcomed everybody in attendance. In her opening remarks, she mentioned that this was quite an important meeting, that had received a budget of 3.6 billion for IT services only. The committee had in the past had meetings with CETA alone. But since October, it had decided to have a joint meeting with CETA and staff. In fact, the 3.6 billion for technology management services, so it's TMS, yes, technology services, technology management services. The service level agreement was supposed to be signed. I would think that the service level agreement between SAP and CETA was supposed to be what has been signed at the beginning of each financial year, or to be signed at the beginning of each financial year. In the meeting of April 2011, the issue of SMS was again raised, and both institutions were told that I think promised that it will be signed, or will be signed. I'm proposing that we delete that according to delete it. Okay. than all. General Shabalala Divisional Commission. Page three. Honorable Craig.
It's not so much changes to what's here, but I was just reading, when I was reading this morning on the plane, and I noticed I've asked some questions to CETA and to SAS regarding contract 569, which has been withdrawn or stopped. But I don't find anything reflected here. But I wouldn't want to try and add it because I can't even remember what context I asked it. But we may want to go back to the proceedings of the meeting because I'm wondering whether this accurately reflects all the questions that were asked. But I'm just raising a point that I know I had raised questions around that particular contract 569 and contract 570. But I wouldn't be able to give you stuff to put in, but it's just, I'm just flagging it.
And the CETA is red, bullet number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 4, 9. Who was providing capacity to both CETA and SAS? Capacity of what? Capacity building to both CETA and SAS? I don't know. Who was providing capacity? And then didn't specs influence the outcome of tenders? What is specs? Word for word, she's able to capture the question as asked, because sometimes really when you read these questions, you don't really sure as to whether that is the question that was asked in the meeting. And if it is that they depend on their speed as we ask questions. We ask 5 questions and at a given time, and somebody who is writing sometimes will not be able to capture everything unless you have a recording. Honorable Lucas George, I'm seeing your hand. It's up.
No, I just wanted to advise that I think the system we're using is better. Because once you say every question must be recorded, you know, this system that is raised, it captures all issues that were raised as concerns or questions. Because some of you will find that we all talk, but sometimes you find that our questions are similar. So if you're going to write every question, whatever I say, you might find that what I said, I want to put it in Zoom. And effectively, it's the same thing I said, but I said it in English. You do not understand. So if now you're going to write my question, you write in loads, you're writing effectively one question, whereas the person who summarized and said there was this question, it might have been raised by 3 people. And I think that, to me, you it's better than, because you won't have a big part of me.
I think we are will agree with it, to say good as we want everything discussed in the meeting captured, but I think it must be possible to say this belongs to this category of issues that we raised without asking each and every question. You know, I'm just saying that. Otherwise, I'm really reading this. I can't. Sometimes I'm not even sure myself as to whether these are the questions that we asked. And however, there might be issues raised related to SLA, for instance. And it could have been that the chairperson asked that, Honorable Konapara did, another member did, talk to SLA, asking different questions or similar questions but differently. Why is the SLA not signed up to that time when we're meeting the department? Somebody will actually be referring to the previous meeting to say, in the previous meeting, we raised this issue, promise 1, 2, 3. Why have you not kept your promise? It's still on SLA, you know, service level agreement. You know, so surely it will be concerns or questions related to service level agreement, related to the signing of the service level agreement and the fact that they've been promised by the department. So you're not asking the questions per se, but you're reflecting on the issues raised by the members. I'm just setting an example. And for me, it makes sense. Otherwise, it is very true that you end up with one question asked 3 times by one person or different people and reflected 3 times. I actually saw it in one of the minutes that we are going to adopt. So I'm not sure as to what it is that we are saying about this. I also understand, according to some PKM and with what Peter Brittas, exactly who was PKM, what was its total cost, what was the difference between when, I'm not sure, when should be limbs or M. I think it's M. I thought I would check this one. It should be M, not when. E and F. Yes. Okay. Anything else, member? Page 4. Page 5. Members, what do we say? Honorable Craig?
and under SAP stated the following. It's 1, 2, 3, the third bullet point. The SLA had not been signed because there were still discussions with CETA on reviewing the business agreement, not on reviewing on the business agreement. So we can just this is the grammar. But then I want to go down to
okay.
On that, it's the third bullet point on page 5 under SAP stated the following. The SLA had not been signed because there were still discussions with CETA on reviewing. Instead of saying on the, should be on reviewing the business agreement. Then if I may go down another 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 bullet points to the sentence that starts the motor vehicle detention. Now, I'm not sure if that is correct. The motor vehicle detention management project was continuing. Detection. Otherwise, our jails will be a bit fuller.
On that bullet, what's your complaint, correct? Because I thought. No, I'm not talking in that one. I'm talking the first one. That is that bullet 3. I don't see anything wrong. Can you tell me what is wrong there?
Just the way it's worded, the end of the sentence reads, there were still discussions with CETA on reviewing on the business agreement. We'll take that one out. On reviewing, but you could actually, it's better to say on reviewing the business agreement.
No, on reviewing of the business agreement.
You can't take
no,
off.
That off is right, man. Okay. I know you're in your mind, you should go this
Chair, they mustn't play around. I think I understand where Craig is coming from, but I think it's correct. If on review of the business,
yeah, it's right.
I think it's right, sir.
Can we adopt this minute with amendment, Honorable Ndlovu? Seconded, Honorable Angie, with amendment. The minutes of the. Do we now have minutes of the 13th of September?
Yes.
Okay. We're on page 1. 18th of September. Page 2. I know some of you have just received this minute. Anti-corruption strategy, I think that is correct and relevant to CASAC. what was CASAC's and IFF's view of the SAP's anti-corruption strategy is repeating one and the same question, so we can delete that one. And then IFF, what was CASAC's and IFF's view of the SAP's anti-corruption strategy? I think we should delete CASAC. So that it is what, in fact, how did ISS, as a matter of fact, how did ISS view the current SAP anti-corruption strategy? Related to the implementation, that is to ensure its effective implementation. I think it was related to that. What would SAP do differently this time with its new anti-corruption strategy to ensure its effective implementation? There were quite a number of questions that were referred to ISS as well. For instance, which was saying, can we combat corruption? What are the international trends? Just looking to the international trends, whether it's possible to combat the corruption. And another one was to say, what is the extent of corruption in the private security industry? And to check if they've conducted any research in that regard. I'm not sure whether they responded to the question, but there was a question asked by one of the members. I think one other member, I'm not sure if one other member had asked a question to ISS to say, they were referring to a police culture related to code of silence or something like that, and you wanted to know as to what that meant. Okay. also there was a question to ISS on their presentation. It was related to what they presented to say what will be the difference and similar or differences and similarities between the organization they envisaged and the Scorpio. There was a question to that effect. I think somehow, I'm not sure that it came from Honorable Kulapanat or something like that, but that was a question like that. There was a question like that related, I mean, directed to ISS. What would be the differences and similarities between the organization, the envisaged, and the Scorpio? There's some a question related to that. Okay, members, we are on page 4. CASAC, bullet number 1, 2, 3. In fact, 1, 2, 3, bribery, both the giver and the receiver are guilty. Corruption in the private sector, big business, look for weaknesses in the system. The organization provided the following information in response to questions and concerns raised. CASAC, bribery, both the giver and the receiver are guilty. Too much of a summary of whatever that we want to know. Probably it could be that on issues related to the corruptor and the corruptee, as far as CASAC is concerned, both of their guilt. Something like that. Corruption in the private sector, business look for weaknesses in the system. But there's something missing there to make this correct. I understand what it is saying. They indeed said that to say they look for weaknesses in the system, but I don't know how we can put it so that it is correct. It makes sense to somebody who is reading this minute. Comrade Greg, I mean Honorable Greg. Honorable Kulapanat. Honorable Ndlovu. Honorable Chua.
I know what you're talking about, but I can't help you. I'm trying to.
Bribery, both the giver and the receiver are guilty. What is this?
What they're saying is they are offering you something. Everyone is saying
no.
These are all guilty because there's no crime.
This, I mean.
Yeah, but it's saying also that they're offering the bribe. So maybe it's saying both the giver and the receiver.
I see your point. The way it's written, I don't know why the bribe is called the giver. Because once you call the bribe the giver, you're elevating him to God. He's one giver. So it should be put in, I think. I don't know whether there's a word called bribe.
Well, because it's bribery. You give a bribe and you take a bribe.
Yeah.
So
you give
it.
You give.
Nah. Yeah, but the way it puts that, the giver alone.
The both ends of this. Both parties are equally guilty.
It was, yeah. I think the question was on corruption. To say we tend to emphasize on one side, either the corruptor or corruptee.
Yeah.
And the corruptee, in fact, and not on the corrupt. And I think think the question was actually related to public sector and private sector.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was the gist of the question. And the answer was to say both are equally wrong.
Yeah.
Both the person who is corrupting and the one who is a corruptor and a corruptee.
Mm.
I think that was the gist of the discussion. Then a bribe or something like that, just related to somebody bribing the people. It was to say these two, when they pay a bribe, they are doing it because they are corrupt. The other one is corrupting the other one, and the other one is receiving whatever. And we tend to emphasize on the one who is receiving, not the one who is paying a bribe or corrupting. Honorable Reference Mission. So I want us to, in fact, the reason why I want us to put this thing so correct that it makes sense in the minute.
Chairperson, I'm still trying to find what the problem is with the sentence, because I think a person who does not know the context of the discussion, when they read the sentence that refers to bribery, and you also talk about the one who gives and the one who receives, should understand what this is intended to say. So I'm still battling to find what the problem is with the sentence.
So you think that is correct? Let's move. Corruption in the private sector, this business looks for weaknesses in the system. Is that correct, sir?
Yeah.
The context was to say we might be having policies and legislation, but big businesses will look for weaknesses in those policies, those legislation, and still corrupt the public sector. That was the gist, on the basis of the weaknesses that are there. That's what they were actually saying in responding. In fact, the whole discussion was around private sector and public sector. No corruption, they would say. In fact, you would have less corruption if private sector was not involved in corruption itself. That was the gist. It was seeing who wants a tender, and therefore a private person who will go to official to say, I want that tender and corrupt that person. I'm going to give you 1 million. I'm in private and he's in public sector. That was the discussion, that we have corruption because these two parties are playing a role and they are corrupting, and the other ones are more than ready to be corrupted. That was the issue. So I'm still taking corruption in the private sector. This business looks for food that is in the system. I don't know whether
honorable correct. Chair, just wanted to get clarity because I wasn't in this meeting, so it's difficult to understand what they said. But of course, I was away in August, part of August. But when you say big business looks for weaknesses in the system, using that term big business, you're almost saying everything in big business. I'm not sure if that's correct. And that's why I say I don't know what they actually said, what words they actually used. But I think it does need to indicate there that there are elements within big business, because otherwise it's a very broad statement. If they said this, that's fine. Their name is answer if anybody queries it. But otherwise I'm saying it's a bit of a broad statement to say big business, because then you're generalizing and saying big business as a whole. And that's probably not true. It's probably sectors within big business. That's the only point I want to raise. Well, you could actually say, in terms of corruption in the private sector, there
think that is probably honorable correct might actually not be too wrong. This is now a discussion. Sola must assist us whether what is here is what they said or what she wrote. You know, because now it's a discussion. They should not taking this from their presentation or the document that they presented to us. She is now writing as they speak, as they respond to our question. And that is why we must then now be sure as to whether it's what they said, because we're not going to get it anywhere unless, of course, we get a taped version of our discussion. Honorable Sir.
Yeah, in fact, that's what I was actually trying to say, because I also understand what Greg was saying, because we cannot generalize it. It was not all business people are doing it. It might be some individuals, maybe even a small business, because not all the business are meeting tenders with government. But corruption exists within society and its elimination
country put in which one?
Come again? Can you repeat that? Corruption
exists. Corruption exists within society and its elimination. Country put in the which one? Corruption exists within society and its elimination. Which one? A national priority of government? No. Okay.
No, it's correct.
Still there. The same sentence, huh? It says corruption exists within society and its elimination. Instead of was, I think it should be is a national priority of is a national priority.
I think so. It can't be was like we stopped. So okay, we are on page 5.
And another one, Chairperson.
Okay.
From 6.2,
okay.
The last one. No, the last part one. That starts with the sub-members. Country C. There are still honest policemen and women. Please wait for, before we say no, let me finish. There are still honest policemen and women who will not take bribes. But what I'm saying is not the same as what is here. Oh. But the issue is they didn't say that. Okay. All right, thank you.
Committee resolved to recommend that the following steps should be taken. That should provide the committee with a breakdown of corruption cases in the province. That should provide in writing the information on the cases of corruption that have been solved or resolved. Why must it be the committee resolved to recommend? Were we not resolving? This is what we gave them. This is what we asked them to do. Or did we say we go to recommend? Either we recommend it. Either we
resolve, not recommend. Yeah.
Or we recommend it. Yes.
No.
Or we resolve.
Not recommend.
We resolve to recommend.
Okay, the committee recommended that the following steps should be taken. If the committee
committee was taking a resolution to recommend to the police. Well, the police are not there. So that's when I understand the committee resolved to recommend the following. They were going to do it in the future when they meet the police.
You just love it.
Yes, I do now. Do we have the minutes of the 20th?
Yes.
Okay, can we get somebody to make copies for the minutes of the 18th and 19th? Then 20th now. The page 1 of the minutes of the 20th. Page 20th October.
The proceedings of the meeting will form part of the report on annual report.
Chairperson's remark.
The minutes are right, Madam Chair. I have known. The 25th and the 26th were both on one day.
Okay. In her opening remarks, the chair mentioned that the committee had invited the minister to provide a briefing on some, not all, on some issues, or some of the issues that transpired from the hearing, some, not all. Some of the issues. We are on page 2. I'm not very sure that the resolution is correct. The committee went through the Gauteng oversight report page by page and adopted it with minor amendments. Is it a resolution? I'm asking. Do we take that as to be a resolution? That's not a resolution, but I don't know what it is. Or proceedings? I don't know. But I don't think it's. The committee went through the Gauteng oversight report page by page and adopted it with minor amendments. Is it a resolution adopting? It's not a resolution, it's proceedings of the meeting. Adoption cannot be a resolution, it's adoption. Okay. Who's adopting? Honorable members, are we adopting this minute?
Yes.
Reverend Mishwe, Honorable Kolapona. That is why we must deal with this last. Okay, we are on page on the 28th October. Page 1. Our main. Page 2. The Civilian Secretary of Police brings the committee and the proceedings of the meeting will form part of the report on annual report. And then resolutions, I think it's proceedings. Can we adopt this minute?
Yes.
Honorable Craig? And seconded, Honorable Angel. Thank you. 1st of November. Page 1. Page 2. Compared to the one that had been tabled last year, in fact, tabled the previous year, or the previous year than last year. Previous year.
Good.
that type of sitting is going to appear very, it's going to be bad because it's going to replace the resolution.
I only want to find out if that's true and last year. Is it not appropriate for us maybe to begin to change the delay from paper class?
In fact, compared to the one that has been tabled the previous year, that is 2910, because that is the report that we're referring to, as I call it, 2009-10, because reading each this year, you might actually be thinking that you're talking about 2010-11, when in actual fact it was 2009-10. I think it's important to put that 2009-10. That is 2009-10. Okay. Adoption number.
Yeah. I'm
on. Lulek George. Honorable Lulek George. Seconda. Honorable Greg. Honorable Greg.
Another
item.
attempt, Lola?
Last week we
read in the national plan of the minister in the president. Amongst other things he talked about was the issue of the police being demilitarized, taking away again the term force. So some of us are phoned by the press. But is it better that we get a real official, because that was coming from another department, the Ministry of the President. What is the state of affairs? Will be able, are you going to be able to ask someone to brief us before we arrive?
I really have not considered that. However, SAPS have not changed. They never changed. They remain South African police service. And it would be very difficult to change that because it is in the constitution. We've got to amend the constitution in order for us to change that. So it never was force. Probably as people speak sometimes they will talk about force, but South African police service remains South African police service and not police force. And I can't remember a meeting where it was said it is now a force. In fact, in the meeting that we had, these ranks were introduced, Pasane said they will remain a service and not a force. All that they did was to introduce ranks. However, there are issues that are raised in that report that would quite be interesting to get to know, because remember, they diagnosed problems. And then now they are saying, in order for us to remedy those diagnosed challenges, this is their route. And it would definitely be interesting to get to hear from them as to how did they make the diagnosis and how do they think that remedy should be implemented or where it should come from, whether what we have right now cannot remedy the situation, where exactly is the problem. So, yes, I'm not sure whether it's possible this year, because if we are saying this year, it actually means that it must be during that other week. And I'm not sure whether they'll be ready to come and press the portfolio committee. Something that we can look into if members feel like that. There is a possibility that we might have to meet on the 8th of September of December. It's a committee week. Like I was indicating, it is on a Thursday. Like I was indicating, we have not met the acting national committee. It's not been introduced to us formally. We've only heard and seen him on newspapers and so on, but it's not been introduced to the portfolio committee formally by the minister, which I think it's an abnormality if we allow it to go on over a longer period. That is satisfied. Honorable Judge.
No, I understand what you're saying, madam. But the truth of the matter, the police might have not changed, but the police are called now a force general. And also, even what is normally called station commissioner, it's only in the book now, they are called station commissioner. That is the military. Even the rank we're talking about, which they are now, it might have not been changed as the commissioners, but the truth is now, they are using rank. That is the, I thought, in my understanding, only in reading of that report of the minister and the president, it addresses also those things. But as I'm saying, I agree with you, they might not be tied. But I think at some stage we need to get a full report and understand what does that report mean.
No, I think it is surely in the interest of every portfolio committee to get briefed on the work of the planning commission. I think that is it. However, we were briefed as the portfolio committee. In fact, the constitution, which we all uphold, refers to service. And therefore, police remain a service, not anything else. People might talk about force and so on when they get carried away by whatever spirit outside, but otherwise, they remain South African police service, expected to provide a service. And that is all. We'll look into that and see if it is possible. However, I'm not sure whether it's possible this year.
Not this year.
No.
like I'm saying, those people say they don't want to know the national election, I think it's a serious abnormality that you can go to festive season not knowing as to who is commanding police and having had him, you know, explaining himself to us as to what he is going to do during this festive season. And next thing we learn about many people dying, I think that should be a serious omission on our side. That is the problem. And we've been trying to invite him, but of course he must be introduced by the minister, and that is why you need to get a day that is suitable for both the acting national commissioner and the minister to come. And already you are interfering with a program that has been there. Sometimes it's very difficult. They actually saw their program. So yes, members, we the day that is available is the 8th of December. So yes, I mean it's a question of flying to Cape Town in the morning, and then go back. But at least we shall have done some justice and met the acting national commission. This is a very high position, members, and for us to go on leave and festive season, not knowing who the national commissioner is, I think that would be a serious omission on our part. So we'll actually do it such that it's possible for members to fly in the morning to Cape Town, because surely it will not be a long meeting. But I think it's important that we know who the acting national commissioner is.
What about people from Malang? They are no flight.
Yes, thank you very much. No, we have a meeting on Tuesday here to adopt.
We have a moment, and the
report, the secretariat's report, and we can actually check. But we thought we're going to meet on Tuesday and then fly to PE in the evening or in the afternoon, and then be in PE in the morning, because we will not just meet, we still have to see that whatever call center, whatever, and go to the police stations, because they are now saying there are police stations that are using that system. Go to the call center, if it is a call center, and then go to any police station that they say it is benefiting from the system, then come to a meeting. And that is why we thought we therefore have to meet and leave the following day. Otherwise, if we leave in the morning, we'll be exhausted. And yet the day might actually be too long, because I think we thought we will leave on Tuesday, have the meeting on Wednesday, sleep day, and then leave on Thursday.
Yeah.
Because it's a small airport. There aren't enough flights in the evening. Yet we actually might proceed until a little bit late in the evening, because we shall have visited the site, visited the police station, not for what we normally do in the police station, but to check as to how they are using that system, and then come back to a meeting. And that must actually take longer. And if we leave on the same day, we might then be rushing for flight.
Seeing that we've already agreed on meeting on the 8th, definitely. Why don't we leave the minutes also? Because meeting with the minister, you know, it will be short, introduction, and then we adopt the minutes instead of meeting next week. Yeah, that's why I'm pleading that already we have agreed that we're going to be here on the 8th. Why don't we do everything on the 8th?
That's the wisdom of the committee, which is wonderful. And therefore we... We're trying to accommodate members, and that is why we're thinking that we could actually start at 10 or whatever other time. But if, of course, we also have minutes, we can then start usual times, and then we proceed, we adopt the minutes, and then of course any report that is still outstanding, and then of course the meeting, or the meeting, then minutes, then we go. Whatever that comes in. That's the wisdom of the portfolio committee, and the chapter said it's flexible this time around. And I take that, I think it's a good idea. Members, thank you very much. Honorable Swartz, honorable members. Oh, the meeting is too short, so people still want to
are you saying we can't get in next week because already they put us a single myself from here to next week? So are they going to cancel that? Because we don't have a meeting next week. We don't have to put in the same
kind of